Last year, he was honored as a laureate at the World Food Prize. But this year at the event, Monsanto Executive Vice President Rob Fraley had the opportunity to really enjoy it.
I'm less in shock, so I'm a little better organized and prepared, and I'm actually working harder at this meeting in terms of the contacts and the dialogues than I was able to do last year when I was not quite knowing what's going on and thinking about what Thursday night, what's going to mean in terms of the ceremony.
Fraley says being honored as one of the 2013 World Food Prize laureates meant a great deal to him and has opened new doors.
The closeness I had with Dr. Borlaug and his affiliation in driving this event, you know, made the award really special, and it really created an opportunity for a much expanded dialogue for me in the whole outreach effort. You know, I've been a scientist all my life, involved in the changes in breeding and biotechnology that, you know, we see in farms around the world today. Receiving the World Food Prize along with Mary Dell Chilton and Mark Van Montague, and having biotechnology and this innovation recognized at the level of some of the other great innovations in agriculture, I think really helped cement for me the confidence and the importance to be more engaged on the social sides, not only in terms of the speaking engagements, but, you know, become very active in social media, been writing a lot of articles and communicating, because I've realized how important dialogue is to moving this discussion forward. And in this last year, I've really used the opportunity to really open up that dialogue and speak more about the importance of innovation in agriculture that are going to be critical if we're going to be successful, as I think and know we can be, in meeting the food security needs of a growing world.
Fraley believes global agriculture is on the cusp of major production increases.
With the advances in biology and the advances in information technology, you know, we will see step changes in crop yields around the world. And I think in many ways, you know, this year in the U.S. kind of makes that point. You know, we're just a few weeks away from what will be, you know, record corn and soybean harvested. And, you know, there's no doubt that big part of that's been weather, but also a big part of it's been the technology that, you know, farmers have incorporated into their production practices that's been game-changing. And so, you know, in many ways, it's good to see what these tools can do.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.